Well, the season continues at Hamilton Park with our Cadzo Castle race day coming up on Wednesday. Seven races getting underway at 1:50, and it's a star-studded cast list as well. We're delighted to welcome William Buick to Hamilton Park for just the third time. He's been here in two previous visits. He was here in June 2011, where he'd four rides and one winner, and he last rode here in September 2012, when he had five rides and one winner. He's one of the superstars of the Jockeys Worldwide Changing Room, and he's currently the number one jockey to Charlie Appleby, and he's also a retained jockey, of course, for the boys in blue for Godolphin. He rides in six of the seven races. The only race he can't ride in is the opening apprentice handicap. More about William in just a second. The opening race sees Rory for Jim Goldie and Amy Woff, one of the market principals. Rory is actually named after one of Jim's grandchildren. Also in our first race of the day, there's a filly called The Gloaming representing Conor Murta and Ian Jardine. Ian's horse, he's been running well. He needs a breakthrough winner. I think he's had about 20 odd runners without a winner. Our feature race of the day is the Wetherby's Global Stallions App Handicap. It's at 2:50. It's over the straight six furlongs, and William Buick is actually on the favourite, Inver Park, for the Newmarket trainer, George Bowie. Of course, George Bowie, a recent winner of the Newmarket 1,000 Guineas winning trainer. Inver Park comes off the back of a win 9 days ago at Windsor, and Inver Park's got a £5 penalty for that, but has the assistance of the aforementioned William Buick. William's first ride comes in the second race. This is the two-year-old contest, and he partners Explicit for Charlie and Mark Johnson, another horse that's likely to be around about the top of the market. He's also in the Wetherby's Private Bank Handicap, our 3:20. His ride on this occasion is Clansman for Liam Bailey, another horse that's round about a 7-2 chance, and another horse that's got a serious chance. He rides in the Hampton by Hilton Hamilton Park Handicap, our 3:50. His mount here is for Lucinda Russell on Ongles Rock, and Ongles Rock is again about 4.5-1, 92, a horse that's got winning form for Lucinda Russell. She's got winning form in the flat. She's one of several horses Lucinda has for the flat, of course, better known as a Scottish Grand National and Grand National winning trainer, and it'll be William's first ever ride for Lucinda. The 4:25 is the Stay at Hampton by Hilton Hamilton Park Handicap. This time we're over 1 mile and one furlong. This time we've got a ride for William Buick for Jim Goldie on Shine on Brendan, another horse likely to go off favourite, and another one coming into the race in winning form. Although, unlike for Lucinda Russell, where he'll be riding for the first time, this will be William riding for a trainer he's actually ridden winners for in the past. He's actually ridden two winners he's ridden for Jim Goldie. Could Shine on Brendan be the third one? And then our final race of the day, the Clean Stay at Hampton by Hilton Handicap, is the 4:55. Joe Fanning riding Cabinet Maker for Mark and Charlie Johnson. That's a potent combination. And William Buick's final ride of the day comes for George Bowie, again on a very short price favourite here, Simply Sondheim. This is a gelding who's running for the first time since the gelding operation, and will also be running for the first time on turf and making his handicap debut. So there's a rundown and a very exciting meeting coming up, Cadzo Castle race day at Hamilton Park. As always, you can book your tickets online. It normally ends up the cheapest way, but you can gain admission on the gate as well. Pay on the gate. One thing's for sure, you'll have a great day at Hamilton Park Racecourse.